This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Friday. We hope that you're looking forward to the weekend and have something enjoyable planned for you and your family or whoever it is you like spending time with. And we've got a great topic we think that you can think about and meditate on all weekend.
Don't fight with fear. That will only strengthen it. So we want you to turn it over to God so He'll strengthen you. So today, we're going to help you learn how to do that. And we're going to come at this from two different perspectives. Mine being one who still battles fear at times. And Scott, who doesn't seem, this has not hit the thorn in his flesh. He has different ones. So we're going to hopefully address both sides of this and get everybody listening some help.
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, the heater.
Oh, you want to turn the heater off?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We're turning our heater off.
It's one of those deals where we got the female and the male body temperatures in here. All right.
1 Peter 5:7, it says, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's true.
And I hear that. And I want to do that. It's just one of those times in my life where I go, okay, I'm... something's not right here. I'm professing the Lord and His love for me. So why is this still a problem?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to know that He watches over us, you know, and He's continually concerned about our welfare.
Mm-hmm. And I know that in my head.
Yeah. Well, if we truly believe this, then we'll turn it over to Him. We'll turn our fears over to Him. We'll turn our worries over to Him. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to trust. You know, sometimes it's hard to trust, you know. And maybe we've been hurt in the past.
Right. Well, that's definitely part of my issue with it. And I do trust God, but I'm finding as my walk deepens with Him, the more I get to know Him, the more I spend more time in the Word, and He speaks to me a lot in the Word, that my relationship with Him, He's more real. It becomes more and more real. And I know for us, we can get way too busy and realize I'm not spending that quality time with God. And my love language is words of affirmation. So He speaks to me through the Word, mm-hmm. and I'm an audio video person. And so He gives me visions. So God speaks. I believe He speaks to us in ways that we understand it. Mm-hmm. And for me, I hear Him through the Word. He talks to me. Communication again. Mm-hmm. And then I don't really dream dreams. I see things. I have lots of ideas and visions that are real. And so, more time that I spend with Him in that one-on-one relationship, my trust builds because He becomes more real to me. It's great to look at nature and I see Him there, but that intimacy with Him that is just between me and Him, that He knows me so well. There's no way, you know, golly, the Lord just spoke to me in His Word. Wow, yeah. It's just amazing. And it took me a while to finally understand that that's really for me, how He speaks to me. How does He speak to you? And He keeps you from being fearful because He's so real to you.
Well, He speaks to me. I mean, you know, when I journal and I'm writing my letters to God and my request, I mean, He answers them in such a way.
Uh-huh. Scott's had a pretty difficult life, and he has this awesome relationship with God that, you know, is really beautiful. And He really is speaking from His heart, and as we go along, I hope that you guys can continue to detect that. He has an awesome fear of God, which is wonderful, which is what, you know, I want to strive for, but it encourages me as your wife, and I can see that in you, and I respect that, and I want to follow that.
Well, thank you.
But we don't have the same issue.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
It's an issue I continue to cancel my subscription to, honey, but I keep going back and getting it again. Well, I keep subscribing to the same issue.
Well, you know, everyone has issues. You know, we all have issues. And so that's where the evil one attacks us. You know, he attacks us on our issues where we are not as strong at. And but, you know, in the scriptures, it says, you know, when we are weak, then God is strong. Mm-hmm. That's only if we give it to him. Mm-hmm. If we have that reverent fear of the Lord where we know that. And also fear can be translated to as reverent
false,
respect.
Oh, I'm sorry. False evidence appearing real. The wrong fear.
Right. Wrong fear. But, you know, fear, you know, it's also interpreted as reverent respect.
Right. Ah.
You know, if we have the respect of the Father, of God Almighty, then he will strengthen us. Mm-hmm. If we truly in our heart believe he can. Mm-hmm. Well, if we have doubts, then he's not. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Well, I just want to reiterate, too, the reason I struggle with fear, and it's not to blame anyone. It's just I was, first of all, was raised in a fear-based religion. And I know a lot of people listening were, too. Mm-hmm. One day I felt like I was saved, and then 3 days later I didn't feel like I was. And then I get to where I felt like I was saved again, and then another day I felt like I wasn't. And it was like this, I was like a spiritual Jekyll and Hyde. It was this roller coaster. Because my relationship with God was so based upon works and how many times I did certain things like church attendance or, you know, and it was all built on such a works mentality and not a grace mentality. Mm-hmm. So that coupled with just, you know, I was born to my parents later in life and they looked older and so people always thought they were my grandparents. So I always had this fear that something was going to happen to them and they were going to leave me. And that became fearful. And it seemed like they were having a lot of surgeries a lot of the time. And that made me fearful. And then my dad and I were tight. And I love my dad. I miss him dearly. But it just in joking with me, he would say, "You're scared of your own shadow. Scaredy cat. You know, what are you so afraid of?" Because he had no fear at all. And so, fast forward, you know, what we need to be careful what we speak and put out there because it took root in me. No one did it on purpose, and I accept responsibility for it.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm working through that with my relationship with God. And so, that's kind of the basis for my fear. And then the abandonment in my first marriage, that brought a lot of fear. And then here I am. I had to get out there and start all over again, begin again, which I'd never lived by myself before. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful for all of that because I understand fear. I pray it comes through my heart to other people who also battle it, and we'll just work through it together and not just turn to other people, but turn to God. And he is the one that is helping me with this. And I have great examples like with you in my life and other people. And again, my earthly dad had no fear. And mm-hmm. y'all's relationship with God had everything to do with it.
Well, yeah, and you know, in 2 Chronicles, in the Old Testament, chapter 32, verse 7 and 8, this is encouraging. It says, "Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged because the king of Assyria or his mighty army, for there is a power far greater on our side. He may have a great army, but they are merely men. Mm-hmm. We have the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles for us."
We really, really do.
Wow.
Okay? And it's, again, it's making the transition from your head into your heart.
Yeah.
And confessing scriptures all the time, you know, is another part of it. Because speaking that out loud, there's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear.
That's right.
What is love? God?
Yeah, and what does it say in Psalm 62:6? It says, "He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, where I will not be shaken."
And the scripture I was looking for is 1 Peter 4:18. "There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear." And if God is love, what does that say? Perfect love casts out fear. There's no fear in love. And it goes on to say, "But perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment." And here's the kicker. "He who fears," hello, mm-hmm. "has not been made perfect in love," which means has not been made perfect in God's love. So that really spoke to me.
Yeah.
And it made me realize, you know, he and I need to do some business with this. And getting to know him and his love for me and as he proves himself to me and the way he speaks to me over and over and over just makes my roots in him go deeper, and my trust, you know, it continues to grow. Mm-hmm. But it's like with anything else, honey, we all need our one-on-one experience relationship with God. And no one can do that for me. No one can do that for you or anybody listening.
Right.
But for me, I had to get to that place where I hit bottom and said, I'm not going to live like this anymore. I believe he says who he says he is, but I need to know him like that. And that's what I did. Just got on a hot pursuit of God. Yeah. Word says, ask and it will be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you.
That's right.
And for me, again, it's through the word and the visions that he gives me that I know are from him.
That's right. You know, that's true. You know, and, you know, I had so much fear when I didn't know the Lord that the day that he saved me, I know that my fear went away. I was so just amazed, first of all, that he would want me. And then when he told me how much he loves me, I said, man, how could I fear anything with God on my side?
So how did God really drive this home now? I've gone over and over how he's making himself more and more real to me every day once I finally understood. I caught my love language through visions and mainly love language of affirmation through words. What are yours?
Well, he's really, I appreciate the fact that he is.
But he touched you.
He touched me, but so, in a way that, you know, I've never been touched before.
You mean you felt it?
I felt the touch of God, and I knew it was him, you know, I mean.
And he knew that's how he was going to get your attention.
I felt his hands on my shoulders as he pushed me down to the ground when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
He didn't hurt you. He loved
me. Didn't hurt me. He caressed me down to the ground.
Mm-hmm. You're in awe.
Yeah. He whispered in my ear. I could feel the breath on my neck. At that point, I knew that I had been touched by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mm-hmm. And it happens to everyone in different ways. Mm-hmm. But that's the way God spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way he speaks to me every day. He reminds me every day of that day.
Mm-hmm. Well, for us, when we were dating and we needed confirmation on whether this was, you know, from him or not, based upon what we had been through, I started to throw my list away of what I wanted in my brand new shiny husband whenever God decided to bring him to me, meaning you. Mm-hmm. And I threw my list away. And I went to the Word and found a scripture that dealt with husband and wife relationship. And I just said, God, I'm going to trust you with this, and I'm just going to say to you, as it says in Ephesians, send me a husband who will love me like Christ loves the church. And then I inserted my own thing and prepare me for him, because I'm done with this. I was happy being single, and I couldn't find anything else in the Word that would sum up any more of what that relationship would look like to me than that. Mm-hmm. And let it go. And several months down the road, when we actually met the third time, we dated, our third date. That's what Scott prayed to me. He said, God, show me how to love Teresa the way Christ loves the church. And I was in such awe of the Lord. And you're tearing up right now. We still tear up because we're trying to tell you that fear that I had in remarriage was gone when I saw that in the Word. That came from the Word of God. And I couldn't wait to get married to you. I mean, we were engaged for a year after we'd only met. Had been dating for 2 months.
3 months.
3 months, and then we got engaged. So, I mean, I couldn't wait. There was no fear in that. There was no fear in that love, because perfect love had cast that out. And I had the trust through the Word. And then we had a situation just the other day that was, we needed to get corrected. And we just needed to know if it needed to be sent through an email or not, which we're not real big on sharing business and personal things through email. So we'd written a short email and said, okay, God, you know, if we're supposed to send this, then let us know. I was in the Word, just as normal, and I saw in the Word in Isaiah 38, it says, now, go write it on a tablet for them.
Mm-hmm.
So tablet, ancient words? That word tablet is in the Bible. What are some of our computer devices? Tablet?
Call it tablet.
Didn't say computer. It said tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, Isaiah 38, go now and write it on a tablet for them. It was so amazing. Confirmation. Mm-hmm. I knew what to do. Thank you, Lord. And there's more of that we can share on at another time. But that took away the fear, and that also gave the answer. But the point to this is God speaks to us like that.
Yeah.
The word, we want people to fall in love with their Bible again. It's alive. It's so amazing. It's Him speaking to us.
Yeah.
And so I'm still in awe of that. You know that.
It is. It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I mean, fear is a natural reaction. Mm-hmm. Okay. But.
Do you need scripture?
No.
Okay.
But knowing that God is with you, mm-hmm. you know, the scripture in Romans, if God is for us, who can be against us?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And honey, I just know there's people out there today that are walking in fear.
Right.
You know, that they don't know who God is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're wondering, why am I always so fearful? Mm. Why am I afraid of my own shadow?
Why do I question God's being real? He really cares about me.
Well, don't trust us. Trust Him.
That's
read the Bible and watch His words fly off the pages.
Mm.
And watch how they deliver you from fear.
And guide you.
That's right, and guide
you.
So you
won't be fearful in what you're supposed to do. What? So, you know, we're into this 17 minutes, but as you can tell, we're pretty hip on this topic.
Yeah.
The time went by so fast.
I know,
they may
it
not
did.
Think so. We probably should wrap it up.
Yeah. But, you know, there's some people out there that, you know, like I said, that are walking in fear. And maybe you're walking in fear because you don't know this God of the universe.
That's it.
But you know what? Just when you come to Jesus, that's the beginning of a great relationship, and then you get to read His word and let Him speak to you and let Him soothe you and tell you that I've got it. I got it under control. Okay? Time to stop fearing. So if you've never known Jesus, or maybe you maybe said the sinner's prayer, but years ago, maybe when you're little, but you really don't believe that you said it from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why you're fearing so much. So if you'd like to give your life to Jesus today, we pray that you will. And please pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. And I'm asking you right now to please, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Lord, I don't want to walk in fear anymore. I want to know that you are my rock and you are my fortress. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer of salvation, we'd love to hear from you at livingitup.org. And we just encourage you to email your podcast, these podcasts, maybe, you know, send them over and forward them to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
We just really appreciate you guys and ladies for listening to us.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. Keep living it up.
Bobbing again.